Tell me on the walls. たか。ダメだダメだ、招待状のないやつはどんな方でも絶対にダメだ。ま、外から中を見てる分には一向に構わないかな。さ、帰った帰った。
まあ、今年のパーティーは一段と賑やかだわ。
本当ね。それに何と言ってもこの華やかなドレスが一番似合う場所ですし。
そうそう、そんなことより見てよ、あの美男子3人組。
いや、君も来てたんだね。そういえばお父様は元気？あ、そう、そうなんだ
ね。
いい男。
あんたたちさ、これが有名なパーティーの実態。よかったわね、私と友達で。
うんうん、こんな広い会場がこの世にあったなんて
ね。あの、このビーフンとってもデリシャス。
うん、
あっちゃー、あんたそれはパスタ。
それでは毎年恒例になっております舞踏会の時間が近づいてまいりました。それぞれ良きパートナーが見つかりますよう願っております。
あっはっはっは、やっと僕たちが主役になる時間がやってきたね、ブラザー。
何を言ってるんだい、去年は僕の一人舞台だっただろ。
おい、あの子見ろよ。
ああ、もうすぐダンスの時間だわ。どういたしましょうかしら。
あ、とかなんとか言っていっぱい練習教室通っていたじゃない。
私なんだかさっきからあの人にじっと見られてるような。
いやー、去年もあったね。
え、はい、
やっぱ私の勘違いか。
初めて会うね。
は、あの、
お、相変わらず手が早いね。っていうか君名前なんていうの。
それでは舞踏会の始まりです。
心が痛むというのかい。
うん、ベイベー、それは恋、恋煩いさ。
きっと僕と出会ったから君は恋をしたんだよ。さあ、もう大丈夫、僕はここにいるよ。おいで踊ろう。
だから慌てず行こう、青年。
そうさ、人生いつもある先輩さ。
ベイベイベイベイベイ、今夜もポーケット踊りませんか、パラダイス。
お、恋人なら口づけして、ぶっちっとぶっちっとしてみたいな。レモンのような香りはしない。恋は時で急発進で、恋は時で
急ブレーキ。
君に誓うよ、愛してコンビナーバンドウェンブジャリーズマイン。
そしてファンダー
一緒に作ろう、
クリスマス
一緒に過ごそう。でかい想い出を刻もう。
Love, この世は ているみんな君を好きなんだ。なぜ見てるだけでいるとわかるだけで「なぜわけもなく見てるだけで」「なぜ切ない」
To wait? Very well. I wait.
And Dante?
Brittany? Who are you beneath your mask?
Is my costume such a disguise that you don't recognize me?
Voice, it's familiar. Tony Pennelly, that's who you are.
No. The doctor dances in a white room.
Yes, Prospero.
On your knees.
Prospero.
On your knees. The Prince of Darkness. I would like to see your face. There is no face of death until the moment of your own death. And I am only one of many messengers. Who do you come for? Many? All? Not all. I knew I was right. I knew it. I've won. Time of unmasking. They begin to show their naked faces.
こんばんは。It's J-pop versus metal. My name is Jim, and you just heard some individuals that collectively can legitimately call themselves the Bell Witch, although they tend to just call themselves Bell Witch, which is fine. I knew about that band before I played the song Bell Witch by Merciful Fate in the last episode. I thought they named themselves after the Merciful Fate song, but apparently not. There's actually a real made-up story that Bellwitch.org, I believe, is the you can find out more about the Bellwitch if you're so inclined. The song you heard was Beneath the Mask from the Longing album, featuring the great Vincent Price from Mask of the Red Death, the classic Edgar Allan Poe adaptation, Roger Corman. I gotta see the rest of those. That's a good one. Kind of goes off the script a little bit, but That's a good take on it. I like that. And what else did you hear? Going in backwards. From the Mellow Waves album, Cornelius, If You're Here. That album was a little too mellow for some people, but I really like it. Maybe I'm too mellow. I don't know. I lost some social media followers the last episode. Directly after I posted the last episode, number went down a little bit. I probably said a few things. I probably said about a dozen things that could have been considered offensive, maybe. To some people, I said I had some negative thoughts about J-pop, the current state of J-pop and the Oricon charts. And I thought about it. I was like, you know, if you really had a problem with that, I feel like you didn't listen to the current countdown, I feel like. And then I thought about it some more. It's like, I don't know. Does it really matter? Do I really care? Am I mad at the Doraemon theme? No, I'm not. I'm not mad at the Doraemon theme. I mean, at any given time, I think there's really only like one or two. If, like, throughout the history of the Oricon charts, I'm not like loving. Probably. I haven't really gone through it. You know, so whatever. It's fine. Before that, you heard Femme, F-E-M-M, featuring Faky, F-A-K-Y, some girls from Faky. I don't know too much about them, but Femme is the weird mannequin duo. They got the weird gimmick where they're living mannequins. I don't care about that too much, but their music's pretty good sometimes. And this particular album is 80s, 90s J-pop revival. And they cover some good songs that were hits on the Oricon chart in the past. Which is not necessarily better than the present, but if you cherry pick it, that's some good stuff. Like this song, My Revolution, by originally by Misato Watanabe. 1986. That song was originally made. And it's a good song. And it has some, it features some interesting chord changes as Marty Friedman. Marty Friedman, a bigger fan of the Oricon chart than I am. But it has some uniquely Japanese chord changes in there. You can look up, he talks extensively about these things, and he has a whole book about it. Before that, Converge with Dark Horse from the Axe to Fall album. Haven't really listened to the new Converge yet. Or will I? I don't know. Who can say? Mr. Moonlight from Morning Musume from that fourth album, fourth Ikimashoi. Best album. Including that song. I'm not excluding any songs from that assessment of that album. Yes, I mean that. And named after, I should say, I should call attention to the fact that that song is named after the worst Beatles song, which is actually a cover of something else. But it's widely considered, it's not just my opinion, widely considered the worst Beatles song. But maybe one of the best Morning Musume songs. I don't know. The top 10? I don't know. Arch Enemy before that. Two from Arch Enemy. From the Dead Eyes See No Future EP. You heard some live tracks. Burning Angel and We Will Rise. I don't like the new girl so much. Young woman. She's a young woman. She's pretty talented on the vocals. She holds down the vocals pretty good, but not quite the same stage presence as the lovely Angela Gasso on that track. You could hear her stage banter. I don't know. I like it. I like how she talks, that's all. And Shonen Life, Burning Farm. I think that's the new theme song. I tried to do the whole thing with the... I think that's another podcast. I think I have another podcast that's just gonna not, where I talk more. And, oh, by the way, if you, it's probably eventually gonna just be that other this podcast is doomed, let's face it. There's not a bright future for this podcast as far as, it can't make any money. It's probably going to be obliterated from the internet at some point. Not on purpose, but it's just, I don't know, just a fact. And what can you do? That was a bummer. I didn't mean to be such a bummer. You know, did I have somewhere to go with that? Maybe not. Oh, yes. If you hate the sound of my voice and the things that I say, which is a strong possibility, as I was saying, I got distracted for a second. As I was saying, I lost some social media followers, and which I think is good news because it shows that someone was listening. But that's also bad news because it could be those were the only people listening. And now, I am once again addressing the void. But, I'm trying to be optimistic here because whosoeth addresseth the void. The void so doth addresseth addresseth. That was badly thought out. I don't know what I was thinking there. But I should be, I'm waiting feedback from the void. So that's something to look forward to. Whew. Okay. That was rough. That was a little rough. Still recording. Let's move on. Susume.
In the real world, Get no. Parental discretion is advised.
Yeah.
Top, you heard Godflesh with Locust Furnace from Street Cleaner. Ah, Halkali Sensation by Halkali from Halkali Bacon. Monstrum in Animo by Anal Nothrock from the Desideratum LP. And finally, Sex Machine by Pizzicato 5. 1990, Soft Landing on the Moon. That's actually a cover by a band, another J-pop band called Bazaar. B-A-Z-A-A-R. And that was Takao Tajima on vocals. He was the second or third vocalist for Pizzicato 5, depending on how you count that. And yes, I played that. I picked out that song because Jabbo Starks died. This is going somewhere. That song was Sex Machine by Bazaar. They covered it, and then they sampled Sex Machine by James Brown, which featured Jabbo Starks. But you don't really hear his drums on the track very much. It's pretty much just the guitar. But that was as close as I could get. I thought I had an idea. See, the thing is, they sample Pizzicato 5, probably some other Shibuya acts too, sampled Funky Drummer multiple times, and that was not Jabbo, that was Clive Stubblefield. I had a good idea, but I couldn't let it go, and I had to. Why not? There's not really a whole lot of probably not a whole lot of other opportunities to play that that era of P5. Probably not. I don't go back to that too much. So why not play it? And I had some things to say about J-Rap. When I talked about the Combat Jack last episode, also another dead person. Respect Combat Jack. But it's totally unfortunate. I really do recommend, they're trying to keep doing the podcast without him, and I haven't really checked in on that. There's nothing wrong with those other guys, but really the interviews, the archive of interviews from the old Combat Jack shows are really something you should go back to if you are interested seriously in hip-hop. I think hip-hop is something. It's possible to like miss the point of hip hop. I think if you don't really like listen to, you have to listen to the creators explain themselves a little bit. Perhaps I think that's something you should get into. I think like other types of music, like J-pop and metal, which is why I'm playing it, I think if you listen to a lot of it, you don't understand it at first, but then you get it. It's like, oh, guitar solos are important. Like, that's an important part of the song. Like, I thought all these songs sounded the same, but it's actually important that there's a guitar solo in there, and I should listen to the guitar solo. Or the riffs are important. Like, it's actually important. The song might sound the same as other songs, but it's actually a composition made of pieces. Musical pieces that don't, you know, music is the, or J-pop, really the melody usually is the content of it. The words, there's words, but they're usually not really the point of it. You know what I mean? And you just get that. My saying it isn't going to... Like, if you listen, if you try to understand metal by listening to interviews with metal people, you might actually have the opposite effect. You might actually, like, listening to an interview with a metal guitarist is probably not going to be very enlightening. You know what I mean? And, speaking of that, you know what? You heard that Arch Enemy song, I wanted to say this. That Arch Enemy song that was introduced so well as pure fucking metal. Although it is pure fucking metal, it features the main riff there is actually octave chords. A hallmark of 90s alternative rock. I think actually it should be called octave chord rock or something. That's pretty awkward. But yeah, I think Sonic Youth was probably the first one to do that. And people don't talk about that too much. There wasn't really something that was like featured in a lot of... It wasn't really a part of rock music before the 90s. Sonic Youth did it in the 80s. And there's probably some more people that did it first. But it really became a thing in the 90s where people were using octave chords for their main riffs more than power chords. It's when you take the fifth out of the chord. And you're just playing the octave, going up and down the neck. And, I don't know. It's a guitar nerd thing. I think the only person I've heard talk about it is Billy Corgan, because he thinks he invented it, but he didn't. Something interesting to think about. Anyway. Glenn Branca also died, but that's a whole can of worms. You're going to have to look that up by yourself. I don't know. Like, it's weird for me, because metalheads, like, they're so interested in the guitar. But then, like, this only goes so far. It's like, if you, like, tune the guitar wrong, you do something a little bit wrong, they totally lose interest. I always thought that was weird. I don't know. Anyway. What else did I have to say about that? I think that's all I had to say about that. But the other thing I wanted to say about the Japanese rap. Like, the current state of Japanese rap is not something I'm totally interested in. I like this stuff like Hal Kali. Like, Hal Kali is really an idol group. Started by the guys from Rip Slime, and it's really them writing the later Hal Kali. It was actually them trying to write their own songs, and it didn't work out quite as well. But the guys from Rip Slime just had like some extra ideas lying around and stuff, so they just started this idol group. They auditioned, the girls are auditioned, and they didn't know anything about rap. They were like fans of like Puffy AmiYumi. You know, they just wanted to be in a group, and they gave them these rap lyrics, and they just happened to be good at it. So they did it, and that's really influenced a lot by like De La Soul, and I like all this, like I like all that stuff. And they're from Tokyo. I talked about the Tokyo Tribe album and the movie. It kind of makes fun of like these guys being so tough, coming from Tokyo. The neighborhoods are completely safe. There's not a whole lot of gang warfare taking control of the streets. Not really a battle of survival over there. But that's okay, actually. I mean, it kind of makes fun of that concept of guys trying to be like tough gangsters in Tokyo. But there's another scene. You don't have to be a gangster to be a... Like De La Soul, even Public Enemy, they're from Long Island. They're from suburban neighborhoods. They're not trying to put on a front like Hal Kali is. They're just doing their thing. They're from Meguro. And it's a great, great neighborhood. I definitely recommend that. It's not really the main... there is like the river with the... They got the sakura trees in the spring. I checked that out. But I checked out the whole neighborhood. And it's just a cool little neighborhood. I like that. And it's not... I don't know. It's not really... I don't know where I was going with that. But didn't run into Halkal either. I wasn't looking for him, all right? And you don't, it's pretty rare to run into people in Tokyo. It's a big place. A lot of people there. Ate at the McDonald's in Meguro, right next to the train station. Had a really good Big Mac. It's almost like the Big Macs. The McDonald's, it takes a little longer. But it's almost like the Big Mac. It was like I was like a vinyl version. Like the American Big Mac. Or any of the food. I wanted to not try a special item. I wanted to try something I've eaten before. And I tried it there. It was like the vinyl version. The American version is like the MP3. Like it's like they've kind of like done the math, and it's like we don't really need we can remove a certain percentage of this burger and no one's going to notice, right? As long as they get it like in under a minute. I don't know. It was the same, it's like the same ingredients and everything, but it was just a little bit better. I don't know. Not a huge recommendation, but it was a very nice McDonald's. Like three levels of like seating, and we look out the windows and whatever. I think that's all I had to say about that. I don't have anything else. No, I do have something else, because I wanted to talk about heavy metal camping. So I have like two more songs. This is long enough. This episode is long enough. And I'm a little late getting it out. But I'm going to hear a song from the new Moonrise tape from Night Tempo. This is like the guy's from Japan, right? It's a Korean guy. He's listing his address as Korea now. Maybe he moved to Korea or he moved back to Korea, but it's Japanese enough for these purposes. And this is a little bit of future funk for you. It's called Starlight Girl from this new thing. It's on Bandcamp. And you're going to hear this other band, Nyctopia, by these guys who went on a heavy metal camping trip with, I think the one guy's a teacher, and he took the kids on a camping trip, and the cops showed up and tried to arrest them all because he thought he got like a tip that they were on a suicide like cult mission to all kill themselves, but they were just going camping and listening to the heavy metal. And I just want to say that this podcast I used to go heavy metal camping, for lack of a better term. I mean, it was just camping, but I mean, you know, we listened to heavy metal on the way there, and maybe substances were ingested or not, but the point is, we went, and nobody got molested, no one killed themselves, it was just fun. It was just, you go in the woods and you have a boombox with some heavy metal tapes. Doesn't necessarily have to be heavy metal, but it was in this case. I mean, it's kind of not my first exposure, but it's like my main relationship with heavy metal, I think. It's a big part of it. And this podcast is got interrupted. Officially, I've taken an official stance here. This pro heavy metal camping, anti-suicide cult, all right? If you're in a suicide cult, get out of there, man. Don't be in a suicide cult. Go camping and don't kill yourself while you're camping or any other time. That's my advice. That's a pro tip for life. Because once you kill yourself, there's no more pro tips to follow. That's the final That's it. So, stop it. It's not funny. Yeah, it's not funny. I don't know. Believe in rock and roll, and hontou ni negai na kankoku te teki na yorokobi o keiken dekiru yo ni narimasu. So, you're going to hear Starlight Girl by Night Tempo and In the Dead of the Night by Nyctopia. Maybe not in that order. It should be relatively easy to tell which is which.
I need someone to hold.